Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, it was an ugly day in the livestock complex yesterday. Cattle futures continued to decline, even though cash traded higher and boxed beef showed strong prices. The focus was on continued futures weakness as liquidation still not finished. High grain prices, cash not increasing as much as most had anticipated, and somewhat dismal export sales kept pressure on futures. The bright spot was that cash did trade higher and boxed beef was significantly higher. However, that paled in comparison to the negatives. Fund liquidation has defied the usual three-day decline, especially in the face of increasing cash prices. The exuberance of the hog market might have run its course for the time being, though. The job of the market is to reduce demand as supplies tighten. Prices may have reached that point. Export sales were dismal at 17,200 metric tons and a marketing year low. This was down 48% from the previous week, down 60% from the four-week average. China was not even listed among the top five buyers. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat's trading down 3 cents early today with a mix of snow and rain falling in hard red winter wheat areas from western South Dakota to Oklahoma and even including eastern Colorado. The moisture is a welcome benefit for the winter wheat crop and may have to last a while as the forecast after Friday turns dry again for much of the central and western U.S. plains. The spring wheat situation is even drier with today's U.S. drought monitor showing extreme drought covering most of North Dakota and part of western South Dakota. On the corn, May is trading about 3.5 cents higher early today, staying near its highest spot prices in 7 years with concerns about dry weather in the forecast for both Brazil and the U.S. Here on Friday, however, a mix of snow and rain falling from South Dakota to Louisiana, bringing helpful moisture to these dry areas before the forecast turns drier again after Friday. May soybeans are up about 10 cents early today, with early support coming from higher palm oil and soybean oil prices. We'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle down 40 cents yesterday, 119.65. August down 47, 119.70. May feeder cattle down a dollar, 144.42. August down a dollar 10, 155.60. May hogs down $3 at 103.57. Kansas City wheat, May's up 4.25, 607.75. July's up 3.75 at 615.25. Chicago wheat, the May was up 5.75 at 653.75. July was up 5.25, 655.5. May corn down 4 cents, 590. July was down 2.75 at 576.75. May soybeans up 8.25, 1418.25. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.